What's the overwhelming emotion? Is it frustration that it wasn't killed off until late on, or pride that you've taken them to a replay?
Mixed emotions. I guess when I wake up tomorrow, I'll look back and it's been a really interesting, challenging, exciting FA Cup run for us. I suppose we had our chance a week ago, 2-1 with 15 minutes to go. The reality is, I think tonight was going to be a very tough challenge for us. I feel disappointed. I'm a football manager. I want to win games, and no matter how big the ask is, you spin the positives in your mind. You try to convince your team of a way that we can win the game. I wanted to do that. The first 20 minutes we didn't get going, but I'm a sensible chap. It's not too surprising, but I'm disappointed we didn't do better in that first 20 minutes. But I suppose we were 1-0 down. You never know, something can happen. Against the run of play, something could change. But generally, I'm very proud of the club. The supporters were fantastic. A lot of supporters travel tonight. I guess it's reward for them. There were a couple of hundred at Morecambe last Tuesday, and it's reward for those type of supporters who travel everywhere for us. So it was a good night for them. I'm proud of the way the club's conducted itself over the course of this FA Cup run, and we had one or two players today that did themselves proud on the pitch also. So it was going to be a big challenge for us tonight, that's for sure.
Did the early goal almost kill the chance for you to play yourselves in?
Possibly. Possibly. I think, regardless of strategy and tactics, the players have to cope with the environment. It was never going to be the same game that last week, how that game manifested itself last week. A different surface, a different environment. I'd be a fool to believe we could just recreate that here. So we had to have a more considered approach. But that aside, whatever we decide as a coaching team and how we prepare the players, they needed to come sharper and with more belief tonight. And it took them too long to get going. And you've got to show intent and purpose, no matter whether that's perfect football or whether that's just defending or whatever it may be. You need to show real intent and purpose. It took us a while to get going, but I shouldn't be too downbeat. The reality is we're a League Two team. We've got some players in the side that are in their sort of late 30s, and it was a mixture today of some good performances and one or two that it was just a difficult night for us. But look, it's an hour after the game. I've got mixed emotions, but generally I'm very proud of what we've done, and I'm pleased with the players. And I'm not going to use tonight to be too downbeat on them.
Paul, you went obviously with that experience. Do you think the game was simply too quick for them from the beginning to make that experience count?
I didn't go with experience. I went with skill set. I went with players for a certain job. So it wasn't experience. They were experienced players, but. I think I answered that before. I don't think we could have recreated last week's game. The reality is we lost the game, so unless we'd won it, and I'm sat here telling you what we've done, the reality is we've lost the game 3-0. We weren't good enough. But am I surprised? Probably not. No.
Paul,